Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue in our series talking about how the Holy Spirit wants to cleanse us from the Word. We've been looking at some of the epistles that Paul wrote. But I want to talk about the subject today about wine versus grape juice. Is it okay for a Christian to drink wine? I want you to turn with me to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. Well, we have to realize in the Word that in the Old Testament, the word for wine was Y-A-Y-I-N. And it means fermented or unfermented or grape juice. And it depends on the context text of how it's being used in a word. For instance, I think it's in a Proverbs where it says, little babies are crying out because they have no wine. That word should have been translated grape juice. And then we know what Noah's daughters got him drunk on wine, and that was fermented wine. You see, you have to see the context right there. And Proverbs 23, verse 1, who had sorrow, who had contentions, who had babbling, who had wounds without cause, who had redness of eyes, they that tarry long at the wine, they to go to seek mixed wine, look not thou upon the wine when it is red. He said, don't even look upon it when it give his color in a cup, when it moveth itself aright. At last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. See, it's very important that the communication between the Holy Spirit and us is not broken. And we know that wine, alcohol, can destroy brain cells and interferes with memory. It gives a kind of like a down effect where people just feel, I feel contented. And it just it brings like a laziness. And we need to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. You have to pray about this message because if what I'm saying is correct about not drinking wine, then if you do, it could give place to a counterfeit spirit that's making you just relaxed and all that stuff and be just stay where you are, keep you under control. And you got to be very careful. You got to be alert to the spirit of the Father just trying to use you and speak to you, especially when you're ministering to other people. At last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. He said, don't even look upon it. Thy eyes shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. It's a dangerous thing for a lot of people. For anybody really that wants to serve the Father, it's a dangerous thing. It could interfere with that relationship between you and Heavenly Father. Verse 34, yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it again. It becomes very habit-forming. You should really bring a demonic force into your life when you drink it. In Proverbs 20, verse 1, wine is a mocker. It doesn't say how much. It doesn't say don't get drunk on it. Wine is a mocker, period. And just like we read before, just by looking at it in a glass, it's a problem. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. If you go with me to Proverbs 31, verse 4, it is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princesses strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. It's very important, especially as a minister, and we all have a ministry, that in ministering to other people, we have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit and not to have our mind dulled and where it interferes with the relationship that we have with the Father. And people need, imagine what could be coming out of our mouths if we drank wine. You're trying to hear from the Father, go into the Word, and the brain cells are being distorted by this stuff. It's just very important you pray about this because you don't want anything to separate you between you and your Father. And it's all of what I was talking about in this series. It's all about what I was talking about in the series about cleansing, about allowing the Holy Spirit to cleanse us of this. Any of us who are taking it. It's very important. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you may ask about Yeshua, Jesus, in John chapter 2. See, what they used to do is they would squeeze the grapes and boil the liquid and make a gel. And they would put the gel into new wineskins. And when he wanted a drink, they would squeeze the gel out and add water to it, and that would become their drink. They wanted to prevent fermentation. So with that in mind, you know, let's just read in John chapter 2 with the wedding feast of Cana. In verse 1, in the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the minister of Yeshua was there. I'm sorry, the mother of Yeshua was there, and both Yeshua was called and disciples to the marriage. And then in verse 3, and when they had wanted wine, the mother of Yeshua said, they have no wine. And Yeshua said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. You know, his mother said unto him, his servants, whatever he saith unto you, do it. See, she knew that Yeshua was the boss. And if he's going to do something, fine. If he's not, he's not. I mean, she didn't urge him to do this. Whatever he says to do, he's the boss. If he's going to do something, fine. If he's not, he's not. In verse 6, and there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Yeshua said unto them, fill the water pots with wine. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, now draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. What he did is he provided the gel supernaturally, miraculously, and they added the water. And that was the drink. And it talks about the good wine. Good wine is the grape juice. Hallelujah. It's just so important that you recognize that. Hallelujah. We talked before that that kings should not drink wine. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9, hallelujah, that we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We're royal. Royalty. Go with me to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 8. And the father spoke unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation. Lest you die, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. And that you may put a difference between the holy and unholy, between the unclean and the clean. So you got to teach other people. So you don't drink any wine. Hallelujah. See, in the tabernacle, in the Holy of Holies, was the presence of the Father. And they could not come into that presence after drinking wine. And we're always in the presence of the Father. He's inside of us. And yet, as I said in 1 Peter 2:9, we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We're priests. Hallelujah. It's so important that you remember this. I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'm just saying, if you want to enhance your relationship with the Father and not have the enemy disrupt it or break it off, don't drink the wine. Hallelujah. There's no biblical justification for doing so. If you go to the book of Matthew with me. Hallelujah. Matthew 26. Matthew 26, starting in verse 27. This is at, you know, some people call it the Last Supper, but it's the Passover Seder. It wasn't the Last Supper, it was the Passover Seder that Yeshua had right before he was going to be killed. He was going to give up his life. Verse 27, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth this fruit of the vine. He didn't say wine, this fruit of the vine, until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And this fruit of the vine, which is more than likely grape juice, was a symbol of his blood. And wine, decayed grapes, fermented wine, cannot be a symbol of his blood, which is alive and pure. It's decayed. Wine, as most people know it, is decayed. Decayed grapes, fermented. So he didn't drink wine. It was grape juice, and that was a symbol of his blood. Hallelujah, because it's pure. As I mentioned before, babies were crying out for wine. It wasn't wine. It was grape juice. And even Paul said to Timothy, drink a little wine for your stomach's sake. He wasn't talking about wine. Wine doesn't help your stomach. It's It's the grape juice that will help your stomach. And at that wedding feast of Cana, again, why would Yeshua, these people are intoxicated, why would he give him more wine and make him more intoxicated? It would go against every miracle he did. Every miracle he did was to uplift people. And it would come against his nature to give something that would harm people, intoxication. And how many adulteries were done because somebody's intoxicated, or how many crimes were done because somebody was intoxicated? So you really have to pray about this message, because you want to please the Father and you want to be rapture ready. And the Holy Spirit is cleansing us, and this is some of what he has to cleanse for some of our lives. I mean, it's just, people just take the word wine and they don't search it out. And even in the New Testament, the Greek word is onios, O-I-N-O-S. And it means fermented or unfermented. It depends on the context of the word. It's just so important that you want to be clean before him, and only he can clean us. And I believe through this broadcast today, he's trying to clean some of us, all of us who have been drinking wine. It's just a terrible, terrible thing. You don't need it. It only interferes with your relationship with the Father. So pray about this message. Let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio if you can. Just agree with me in prayer. Father, I thank you for this message. I thank you that you are cleaning us up by your Spirit. And Father, I ask you to heal and deliver people, Father. There's so many people, Father, that use wine and alcohol as a crutch. Break it, Father. Break it off them, Father. And we just thank you and praise you, Father, that you're moving right now. And help us to be closer to you. Help us to cleanse us by your Spirit, Father. Help us to allow you to cleanse us by your Spirit through the Word, Father. We just give you all the glory and the praise and the honor. You're doing miracles right now, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Praise God. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. If you have any questions, if I could help you, I'd love to. And I have a website, www.henrywalker.org, henrywalker.org. It's about 250 prophetic messages. Click on messages. I've also written three books. The first one is called Seasons. It talks about the feast of the Father, which are not just for the Jews, but for us. And how everything major that Yeshua did, he did on a feast day. And the three feast days which he hasn't fulfilled yet, and he will. I can show you from the feast days when he was born, when he died, when he rose, when he circumcised, all on feast days. And Jericho came down on a feast day. Powerful books. And in my book, Noon, talks about the different months of the year on Yeshua's calendar, not the Gregorian calendar, and his calendar. And he did things in the Word on the months of the year that he wants to repeat on those months. So if you know in advance when a month is going to start, you can just expect those blessings. And certain hours of the day when he blessed, he did things that he wants to repeat from the Word. And my book Noon talks about this. And you can work in conjunction with my biblical calendar page, and you see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. Just click on biblical calendar. And there's a link on top of that biblical calendar page. Go right into the Hebrew calendar. You can see with daily what date it is. So if I have any questions, just let me, just call me and I'll be able to help you. And my last book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. That's www.tatepublishing.com. And you do click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and you see my books. So make sure you get the Noon, the second edition. It's got even more information on it. And get these books by downloading it there, right there, at a reduced price. You can get all these books from me at a reduced price in a quantity basis for your church, your prayer group. Just let me know. Hallelujah. And also, remember, my broadcast is on 7:15 at night, too. And you can hear any prior broadcast by going to WCNO.com and clicking on demand. And if I can help you in any way, just give me a call. And remember, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation, make it out to New Life Revival, and the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. Now, remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309,